There are many kinds of places and many possible journeys. Moving up and down the aisles of my local Lidl, I think, here's a path much travelled, as indelibly printed on our brains as any trek through the landscape made by our ancestors. In the same way they might scrutinise what's left of a sacred path through a bog or an uncovered ceremonial route to a place of assembly or worship, the archaeologists of the future, as they hover over the ruins and sniff us out, might ponder these quotidian yet strangely mysterious journeys. I stop to consider engine oil, tomatoes, a cycling helmet, a skin compression performance top. It might seem strange, but as I march up and down my temple of the discounted, these aisles of unlikeness seem a kind of perfection, a map of the small longings that sustained us. This is where we'll be, I think, when it's all over. Walking through fields of Lidl, finding among the lawnmowers and beetroots what we always half knew we half needed, but blind to the instinct and quelling desire yet failed to achieve. Maybe this is what might be remembered of us, our needy, anxious expeditions, our frenetic or dazed consumption of the world, how we moved, mixing and matching forests and plums, steamers, toys, the mutilated flickering on a screen, the new mown grass spilling into the bin, dawdling through it all, filling our arms with what we found, unlikeness our element, our prayers, the trundling of trolleys in the aisles.